Yeah, I have a question, Ed. Always in self-inquiry, people are saying, the who am I? Try and find the I. Try and find the who. But I always get confused and say, well, I'm the one that's looking. Why would I be looking for an I or a who? I remember when I first started this, they were saying, find the I. And they were saying, geez, I am the I. Why would I be looking for the I? Am I missing something there? And you'd get a regression of selves, right? So I look for my eye. I can't find it because I'm looking. And then I'm looking.
Here's the way it goes. Using the self-inquiry tech of who am I? Yeah. Yes, who is the one that's looking? But what happens is your mind gets sharper and sharper. And one day, you're looking for the eye. And you suddenly realize there's no eye. You've been looking for something that doesn't exist.
And who's been looking?
Oh, don't get ahead of me.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So you're looking and you're looking and looking for the eye. And suddenly you look around inside and you say, there's no me anywhere. It's all empty space. There is no I. The I is just a word. It's just a concept. We have this idea that there's somewhere in us, there's a Tim that's responding to the external world. But no matter how much I can look inside of me, I can't find a Tim or an Ed. So the word I really doesn't point to anything. It points to an empty set, to emptiness. So there's really no I that's looking, and there's no I to be found. But that's your discovery. That's the one that removes the concept of me.
No.
And then you see, without a me or an I inside, there's no outside. If there's no I, there's no thou. The I is the central concept around which everything is built. If there's no I don't feed me, I feed the body. I'm not hungry, the body's hungry. I don't hurt, the body hurts. And with no I and no thou, the boundary between me and you disappears, and I'm unity. I'm everything. The sky above, the earth below, and you say like Buddha, from the sky above to the earth below, I am the only one. I'm only one. There's only me. And all of these things that I thought were real, like I thought the I was real, are as empty as the concept of I. It's all concept. It's all words. And everything appears to be like a hologram. You see through them. It's not real anymore. They're not real. It's not real. The world is not real. Nothing's real. And then a further discovery takes place. Well, no thing is real. But the whole thing, the oneness, the bare existence, the consciousness itself, seems also to be an illusion, a concept in the mind. None of it's real. I'm totally beyond this. It has nothing to do with me. It's like a picture show. And I'm in the audience watching. And it's a crappy movie from my point of view.
And there's no one talking, but talking is tapping.
Talking is happening.
That's the weird part.
Better said, bullshit is happening.
Bullshit's happening. Yeah, that's the odd part, eh? Like you and I are having a conversation, yet nobody's talking. But talking's happening.
body's talking. Yeah, talking is happening. That's the way Ramesh puts it, and it sounds really great. But the thing is, what you feel like is you feel like laughing all the time. It's all bullshit.
Can't wait for that.
Well, you're doing it already. See, you're already released.
Yes.
I'll send you a certificate soon.
Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome.